Well, Chris, delighted to have you on Highland Radio Sport after what's been a very exciting time in your rallying career. And I suppose at the end of the first full season with Citroën for yourself and Paul Nagel, and now with the second year to come as well, I'm sure this is a very satisfying place for you at the moment.
It is. It's been a challenging road to get to that coveted place of a factory seat in the World Championship. I've tried for many years. I've got quite a few knockbacks along the way. And eventually this year, 2014, we managed to secure that opportunity of a full season in a championship winning team like Citroën. So it was a big opportunity for me, and you know, it's an opportunity I always craved. But very quickly into that year, into this season, you know, it's not long into you start thinking, well, we need another year at this just to confirm everything. And I've always said you need 2 years at world championship level to try to understand your potential. Rallying is quite a peculiar form of motorsport in the respect that you need so much experience of the rallies and the roads. And there was rallies this year I was going to for the first time. And when you're going up against world champions who have been to these events for 5 or 6 years in the trot, it's hellishly difficult. And you certainly need to go back to events the second time to really try to confirm everything. The second half of this season is probably what cemented my position in the team for 2015 and got me the second year, simply because I had done those events quite a few times over the years. I was a lot more familiar with them, and it just goes to show that experience is everything at that level. And if you believe in your ability, you need to build the experience, and then everything just starts to click. And thankfully, that's what happened for me in the second half of the season.
As the season came to an end, Chris, and obviously there was talk in the press about a possible second year with Citroën, was that much of a distraction as you entered the closing rounds of the championship for you?
I'm a bit unique in that respect, that I've always tried to knock on the door and create opportunities, and you learn to live with that when you're working in the world of motorsport. And I suppose it's no different than many businesses and many forms of employment that go year by year basis. You always like to eat your Christmas dinner knowing what you're doing the following year come January. And last year I had to wait quite a while to see that I got the first year. This year, to be honest, you know, we started conversations probably not long after mid-season, and my results were getting stronger and stronger, so I was a little bit more confident this year, but you're never confident until the ink's dry on the paper. And I was just happy to get it done at the end of the day.
Well, one thing we know about you, Chris, and we have known for quite some time, is Chris Meek always had the speed to go on some of the top rally drivers, and certainly over the past 12 months, you proved that on many, many occasions, and in particular, the likes of Finland and Germany.
Yeah, again, like back to what I said earlier, you know, those two events in particular, I've done those events a few times over the years, and I felt more comfortable on those events than any else, and I didn't feel as if I was trying any harder. It's just when you feel more comfortable in the environment, you understand the roads, you understand the conditions a bit more, and you apply the same principles you always apply, the speed just comes. And it's a difficult thing to explain, but it's fantastic when you drive what you think is within yourself, and you get off the end of that first stage of a rally, and you can see that you're in the ballpark. Then that gives you the confidence just to go and, you know, try to keep that rhythm and keep it going. And it's a massive challenge. World Championship rallies over 3 days, 300 kilometres, you know, against these guys who are seasoned year in, year out. To mount a challenge in one stage is all well and good. To do it over 1 day is the next step, and to do it over 3 days, and then to consider to do that over a full championship season on all the different surfaces, it does take a lot of time to build that up. And but as you say, the speed did come to the forefront in the second half of the year, and you know, speed to nothing without getting the results at the end of the day. And I've always been knocked a little bit by maybe not bringing home the results when I had the speed. And you know, this year things have changed a bit, and I think that comes with being a bit more comfortable in your environment, having the confidence of the team that they're putting the trust in you to give you that full season, to know that you're going to the next rally. And it's something I never really had before. I never had that commitment from a team, and that all is part of it. Yeah, the speed has never been the problem. It's tempering it and building experience, and that's hopefully next year we can build on that.
And obviously Citroën have shown huge confidence in you now, and they know that you're not too far away from that first WRC1, Chris?
Yeah, that was their target this year. Citroën have been through it many times with young drivers. They brought through, you know, Sebastian Loeb through the junior ranks. They brought through Sebastian Ogier, the current world champion. They brought through Danny Sordo, Francois Duval, all these drivers over the years that entered into the championship through Citroën's junior ranks. And they understand what it takes. And they understand that it, you know, you have to build a couple of years of experience. So they did take a gamble on me this year in the belief that I had the speed to show potential. And, you know, I think I followed the trend that they thought I would. And, you know, I have to thank Yves Matton, the team manager, for I have quite a close relationship with him over many years, and he's the one that took the risk on me this year, and it's paid off for him. So, you know, for a team like Citroën who have won the World Championship 9 years on the trot, 10 years on the trot, it's something pretty special for them to give you a vote of confidence, and that can only help me as a driver.
Let's move a wee bit closer to home. We're going to start claiming you as a Donegal man. You're from Dungannon in County Tyrone, but you've married a Donegal woman and you like to come to the county as well and take your bikes through the through the mountains. So that's a good start, Chris. But when was the last time you actually rallied in a car in Donegal?
Strangely enough, I haven't done that many rallies in Ireland. Over the years, I started out my career in a junior category in a Peugeot Championship in the UK. And it sort of followed that trend. And now and again, I would get opportunities maybe to do the Ulster Rally. I've only done the Donegal Rally once in a Clio Super 1600 back, I think it was 2007 or 2008. And, yeah, it's something I would love to do, you know, someday in the future. And I think the Donegal Rally will always be there when I'm maybe finished with my commitments in the World Championship. It's very difficult to manage to do some of these things you would like to do for your own personal experience when you're committed to the World Championship. It takes up so much of your time, and you know that's where the focus is at the minute. But certainly in the future, I'd love to do more rallies in Ireland, and particularly Donegal rallies.
Yeah, and so obviously you've got a lot of close connections in Donegal as well, given what your father had done down through the years with the likes of Mr. Bonner and Mr. McGettigan, and there's a great, I suppose, friendship circle within rallying, and in particular your link with Donegal too, Chris.
Yeah, I grew up around, you know, rallies in Ireland and following my dad when he was servicing the likes of, as you say, Bertie Fisher, Vincent Bonner, and all over the years, and you know, I spent many my childhood summers in the Donegal Rally in the back of my dad's service van. So that's where I grew up, and you know, for me, it's fantastic to be able to call Donegal my home to a certain degree. My wife's from there now, and you know, there's times I'm out on my bicycle and I'm passing things. I remember being there when I was a child at the Donegal Rally, and it's something special memories I have. And even now, with Declan Boyle being a brother-in-law of mine, he, you know, it's great to see him now winning the Irish Tarmac Championship as well as the Donegal Rally. It's all in the, part of the family, and rallying's becoming, you know, a conversation over the Christmas dinner table for sure.
Let's move back to the WRC Citroën for next year. Can Citroën be more competitive in 2015 and get closer to the Volkswagens, do you think, Chris?
I look at it two ways. You know, you always look and say they're better, but you know, the grass can always be greener on the other side, and for sure we know Volkswagen don't have many weak areas. I think that's a fair comment. But Citroën have the wealth and knowledge. They maybe don't have the budget they did have in the heyday of Sebastian Loeb winning his 9 world titles. But they are improving the car for next year. We already tested it after the final round in GB. We're in Portugal for a week testing the new car for next year. It's still based on the same model. We're just introducing some new components, which we believe will help. But in saying that, every team has the ability to improve next year. Volkswagen will come with another derivation of their Polo WRC. So if everyone makes the same step, then nothing really changes. We just hope that we can claw back some of the gap that they have. But that's the thing. It's all about development and evolution. Everything moves forward every year, and there's engineers working day in, day out back at the factory in Paris, and they're trying to find solutions. And it's you're very tightly regulated by the rules, but you know, these are clever guys, and we always like to push the boundaries. And we hope we can improve the car next year. I believe also in myself that I have to improve as a driver. You know, I've only done one full season. Sebastian Ogier, the current world champion, it took him 5 years in the world championship before he won a world title. So, you know, I firmly believe there's room for improvement in myself. So
if I can continue to grow next year as a driver and improve, and we can improve the car a little bit, I don't see why we can't challenge towards the mid part of the season. But that remains to be seen on how the others fare in their development. But it's going to be an interesting year.
And obviously Sebastian Loeb coming back into the fold as well in Monte Carlo, and I'm sure just like him, you're sort of itching now to get the season back on the way, given of the challenge ahead and the mammoth challenge that's ahead, and I suppose to drive along with Mr. Loeb and trying to go on these Volkswagens and get off to a good start, something that you're looking forward to, Chris?
Yeah, it's going to be a special event. You know, the Citroën World Rally Team was built around Sebastian Loeb for many, many years. You know, he won 9 world titles on the trot. He's now dovetailing his touring car efforts with Citroën, and I think he's still itching to get back to do a rally, and I think that's why we see him coming back to do the Monte Carlo rally. So to have the 9 times world champion as my teammate for such a prestigious rally like the Monte Carlo, it's something pretty special. He has won the event 7 times, so I think there's a lot I can learn, and I think, you know, I have to take it like that over the weekend. I can't get excited by the fact that he's my teammate. I just simply have to knuckle down and learn as much as I can from him and do the best job for Citroën, you know, and keep in the back of my mind that I have a full season. Sebastian Loeb was only there for one event to try and do his best. I have to concentrate on my full season, and for me it's so important to get off to a good start. If you trip up early on, it's very difficult to pick yourself up again. And so like last year, we had a really, you know, we had a cracking result in the Monte Carlo Rally, a podium, and I'll have to go there, you know, trying to better that, obviously, but keep my feet in the ground, knowing that the full season ahead.
Well, Chris Meek finishing at number one and Sebastian Loeb finishing at number two in Monte Carlo would certainly be a fantastic start to the year, Chris. But listen, you've got another exciting year ahead with you under the French outfit, Citroën. You'll get to enjoy your Christmas a wee bit more this year. Enjoy your time out, Chris, and we'll all be looking forward and getting behind you next year. Thanks for taking the call, Chris.
I appreciate it, Oisin. Thanks for the support.